So we have completed the Vaithatya Prakaranam. Now we have to enter into the third chapter called Advaita Prakaranam. See, this Advaita Prakaranam is the most important chapter of this entire Mandukya Upanishad. That's not other chapters are not important. And not only in the Mandukya Upanishad, it is the most important of one of the important things to be understood in the entire Vedantic literature. This particular thing. So in fact, our clarity of the teaching can be measured in terms of our understanding of this particular chapter called Advaita Prakaranam. And you have to remember, the most important thing here is, hereafter you have some homework. All these days also, homework was implied, whether you did it or not, but now I'm going to insist that you have to do some homework. If the Advaita Prakaranam teaching, the teaching of the unfoldment of the karikas in Advaita Prakaranam, has to be effective and has to be useful, I mean, if you have to benefit a lot from this chapter, then definitely you must be simultaneously revising the first chapter repeatedly. You don't ask me how many times. Repeatedly, as many times as possible. Because why it is like that? Why I insist that you all revise the first chapter, Agama Prakaranam, you have to be revising repeatedly now hereafter. Why? Because it is like the racing, a big, huge mansion. Advaita Prakaranam, study of the Advaita Prakaranam is like a racing, a huge mansion. But that mansion, for the mansions to stay there and to remain there, to be enjoyable there, it must stay strong and steady forever, isn't it? It should collapse. Which means there must be strong foundation. And Agama Prakaranam is the foundation on which this mansion of Advaita Prakaranam is raised. Okay? It is constructed over the foundation of Agama Prakaranam. That is why if you really want to benefit a lot from Advaita Prakaranam, then don't we benefit at all? If you ask, of course you'll benefit. If you want to really benefit, you have to really go through, revise the Agama Prakaranam. So you have to go and see, Adiji has really put up all those talks. And if you don't need those talks also, you can read by yourself also in your own book, that's okay. If you remember, remembering all the lessons, or you can re-listen to the talks, and then somehow, what will you do? You see, you have thorough knowledge of the Agama Prakaranam. If I do not study what to do, to will no time at all. Okay, I must sit here, no problem. But don't complain later on that you did not benefit much from that. This is one important thing I want to tell you. Now, second thing, the first seven mantras of the Agama Prakaranam and the karikas from 10 to 18. Totally there are 9 karikas. So 9 karikas from 10 to 18 of the Agama Prakaranam and the first 7 mantras of Agama Prakaranam, you go back and see, they're very, very important for you to understand Advaita Prakaranam properly. Because all the teaching will be referring to those verses also. Referring to the meaning of those karikas and mantras. There is a seventh mantra in the first prakranam. The seventh mantra from the first prakranam, Agama prakranam, which unfolds which consists of words implying the nature of Atma, the Turiya Atma. And there we came across two significant words in that mantra. The word, first word is Prapancha Upashamaha. The next word is Advaitaha. Isn't it? Two words. And those two words alone are elaborately discussed in the second and the third chapter. This I mentioned it then also. The word Prapancha Upashamaha implies the nature of reality. As the Atma, the truth is that wherein the entire universe is resolvable. Resolved. It's a Prapancha Upashamaha. Which means, for the universe to be resolved, the universe must be mithya. Resolvable is what? Mithya. The source of resolution is what? Satyam. That in which, so the water is Satyam, the wave Namarupa is resolved. So the entire universe is resolved in truth. Therefore, the Atma is said to be the reality in which everything is resolved. Prapancha Upashamaha, very important word. Therefore, the Prapancha Upashamaha, that one word, which implies the mithyatvam of Jagat being mithya, the Prapancha being, universe being, cosmos being non-real, that is alone is taken, that one word is elaborately discussed in the whole of second chapter, which we completed now. Non-Jagat being non-real is discussed. Then, now the word Advaitam, which is also there, the non-dual, reality is non-dual. The reality is being non-dual is implied by the word Advaitam, and that one word is elaborately discussed here in this third chapter. Know this. Now, before we enter into this the chapter itself, we need to have some understanding how Gaudapada Acharya ji develops the teaching in this whole chapter. The development of the teaching, you have to see. First thing you need to understand is the first three padas. Remember? Prathama padaha, dvitiya padaha, and tritiya padaha, turiya padaha. We learned this through four padas in the Phagama Prakranam long ago in the church hall. So the first three padas, padatrayam, the first three facets of the Atma, Vishwaha, Taijasaha and Prajnaha. Remember, those three padas constitute the universe, Jagat. Jagat is equal to, Jagat means Karanam and Karyam. Jagat implies what? Three padas imply or stand for the universe. Universe stand for Karanam and the Karyam, cause and the effect. Cause and the effect, three padas is equal to universe, Jagat. Jagat is equal to Karanam and Karyam. Karanam and Karyam, cause and effect is equal to time bound. Kala parichinnam. When you say karanam or karyam, definitely it implies what? No, time limitation. What is a time limitation? Because the time limitation implies the change. The cause and effect are subject to change, subject to modifications. As a nature. Because cause has to undergo changes to become the effect. Again, effect has to undergo change to resolve as the cause. Cause and effect both are subject to modifications. Therefore, savikaram. Savikaram means what? Vikaraha means modification. Savikaraha means that which is subject to change, modification. So, you have to remember, three facets is equal to cause and effect. Cause and effect is equal to subject to modifications. It means time limitation. Time limitation and the modifications imply the same. Changefulness is time limitation. Savikaram is equal to dvaitam, duality. Padatrayam, three padas, karanam karyam, savikaram, dvaitam, all these four words are synonyms. Mind should come to your mind. Okay, before we go there, let me help you understand this, how they are synonyms. First padaha vishvaha, second padaha taijasaha, the third facet padaha prajnaha. Of the three padas, first two padas, vishvaha and taijasaha, with waking universe and the dream universe, are said to be karya padau. They come under the category of the effects. The first padaha and the second padaha, the first two facets come under the category of the effect. Then, the third padaha, the third facet, tritiya padaha, come under the category of the cause. Prajnaha comes under the category of the cause. So, prajnaha with karana prapancha, causal universe, is equal to the cause, comes under the category of the cause. And taijasaha, the dream universe, and vishvaha, waking universe, come under the category of the effects. So three padas become divided into cause and the effect. Is it clear? Now, the cause undergoes a change because to become the effect. Again, the effect has to undergo change to resolve as the cause, to remain as the cause. Therefore, there is a time limitation. Therefore, the cause and the effect exists within the realm of time. Therefore, it was savikaram, subject to modifications. And savikaram, so karanam karyam, savikaram is in duality. Isn't it? In duality. Dvaitam. Now, the next thing you need to understand is, what about a Turiyaha? Turiya Atma. Turiya Atma, the Turi, the Chaturtha Padaha, the Turiyaha, Chat Atma, the consciousness implied by the term Atma, is Karana Karya Vyatirittaha Vilakshanaha. Distinct from the cause and the effect. Karana Karya Vyatirittaha or Vilakshanaha means distinct. You know, Karanam is cause, Karyam is effect. Vilakshanaha Vyatirittaha means distinct. So, Turiya Atma is that which is distinct from the cause and the effect, means Turiya Atma is neither the cause nor the effect. Remember that? Therefore, Turiya Atma, the Turiyaha, the Chaturtha Pada, the fourth, not a facet actually, the Turiya Atma, the consciousness implied by the term Atma, which is the Lightive Chaturtha, fourth, which is free from, which is distinct from the cause and the effect, which is beyond cause and effect, distinct, beyond means distinct from cause and effect, is nirvikaram, not subject to change, changeless, is of the nature of changelessness. Cause and effect are subject to change, modifications. Whereas this Turiya Atma is distinct from cause and effect. Therefore, what now? It is of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, Nirvikaram. Nirvikaraha. Turiya Padaha Nirvikaraha. Nirvikara. And this nirvikaraha means what now? Timeless. Changelessness implies timelessness. Therefore, kala aparichinnaha. Turiya is what now? Kala aparichinnaha means timeless. The four words go together like this, isn't it? Turiyaha, karyakarana vilakshanaha, nirvikaraha, kala rahitaha. Okay, the Atma, the consciousness, distinct from the cause and effect, which exists, which is of the nature of changelessness, is timeless. Timeless. Therefore, it's what now? Advaitaha, Advaitam, non-dual, secondless. These four words go together. I'll repeat again. First three padas, karana karya padas, subject to change, exist within the realm of time, they're in duality. The fourth pada is distinct from cause and effect, not from nature of changelessness, therefore timeless, it is non-dual. Reality. Okay, this is how these four words you have to remember. In fact, any one word should, if I say cause and effect, three padas are subject to changeability, not changefulness, and time, subject to time limitation, and the duality should come. All the words should come to your mind. One word should bring all the words. It's like click, 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 green light, red light, all the lights should burn. Dvaitam. Immediately what should you come to your mind? Three padas. Vishwa Tejasa Pragya. You know, waking universe, dream universe, causal universe. Cause and effect. Oh, subject to change. Subject to change. Dvaitam subject to change. Time bound. All this should come to your mind. Turi Atma. Immediately should come to your mind what? Karya Karna Vilakshana. Distinct from cause and effect. Nirvikara. Of the nature of changelessness. Therefore timeless. Therefore non-dual. Non-dual reality. Non-duality, is it? Should come to your mind. These two sets of words, okay? You have to remember. This is the first thing. So, preparation to take you into the Advaita Prakaranam. Now, next thing, Gaudapada Acharyaji is going to say, Dvaitam is samsaraha. Duality is bondage. It's only introduction, don't worry. All this will be elaborately discussed. Duality is bondage. So, we have to explain logically how duality is bondage. It is said in the Upanishads, in all the Upanishads, especially in Taittiriya Upanishad, which we have already seen, Dvaita Dhibhayam Bhavati. The fear is possible only in duality. The fear is because of the duality. In duality, there is fear. If you ask, how do you say there is fear in duality? Fear is what? Fear is binding, isn't it? Fear is also, bondage implies being afflicted by fear, the phenomenon called fear. So in duality there is fear. How do you say that? When there is a second thing, the second thing must be an object of your passion or aversion. It must be object of like or dislike. Raga se vishayaha or dvesha se vishayaha. There's no third type of object. Okay? I'm neutral and neither I don't have hated nor do I. Definitely I tell you, if there is an object, that object is definitely an object of raga or object of dvesha. Either I like it or I dislike it, I hate it. Aversion or passion. No, there are things which I have neither liking nor disliking towards such objects. How long? As long as you are not associated with the object. The person or thing or place or any object, as long as you are not associated with that object, then you are Jivan Mukta with reference to that object. You are free from likes and dislikes towards that object. If you ask me, meet Swaminiji. I'm a Jivan Mukta. With reference to that boy, I have no hatred towards it. I have no liking towards it. What about a person called Anna who's living their other house? I have no hatred towards her, definitely not. I'm not a little long even if I should see her. No, why? I don't know her. In no way, I say, Only recently I started to say hi bye to her. Whenever I walk to aunties, I say hi to her. You know, as long as you do not come in close association with anything, do you think you have developed any raga? No. Any dvesha? No. You should live first sometime. Only then dvesha comes. Therefore, if there is a second thing, that second thing becomes definitely an object of raga or dvesha. Till now, do you agree or not? It can be anything. It can be wife or husband or house or place or anything you buy in the house also. Any relationship also. Okay. Now, so what? An object of raga or dvesha. A second thing which happens to be an object of raga or dvesha causes joy. An object of dvesha causes joy when it arises. Is it true? So, an object of dvesha on arrival causes pain. No, object of, we always think, no, object of raga, object I like does not cause pain at all for me. No, object of dvesha, I hate it because it causes pain. It is not really. It makes me feel upset. You always hate things which make you feel upset and then hate, no? Unhappy and angry. You hate it. But here, the Acharya says, no. An object of like also causes pain. Object of dislike also causes pain. Both cause pain. How? Object of hatred on arrival causes pain. An object of passion on departure causes greater pain. Nothing is permanent here, isn't it? Sometimes the sight of a person causes so much of anger and disturbance. Loss in business happened, pain. But the objects of desire on departure cause greater pain. Death happens. Somebody we love the most, somebody which is a part of our life, the physical presence. We miss the physical presence of the person so much. Not easy, isn't it? The departure of raga, object of desire, also what causes pain. Therefore, when there is second thing, always, and not only that, even actually, the object of desire, the object of passion, need not depart. The very thought of losing it will cause pain. Very thought of losing some asset or property. Very thought of losing somebody who is on the deathbed, who is going to die. Very thought of losing will cause pain. Very thought is enough. You don't need to really lose it. What's the example? Even before killing Drona and Bhishma, before even they were dead, Arjuna started worrying. Very thought of killing Bhishma and Drona later on in the battlefield was a worry for Arjuna, wasn't it? He was saying, Mukham cha parisushyati, all my mouth becomes dry, Krishna. Vepatuhu sharire me jayate. You know, the very thought, I'm going to kill Bhishma and Drona, all these good people in front of me. Vepatuhu, all my body sweats. Gandivam sramsate hastat. You know, my Gandiva, my bow really slips out down from my hand. Nacha shaknomi avasthatum. I'm not even able to stand, Krishna. I feel so weak. I had good breakfast and lunch, but still, still I'm not able to stand. If I didn't eat, I can say, naturally, if you didn't eat anything, you feel weak, tired, so better go and have some cool drink. No, I had everything very well fed, but still I'm not able to stand now. Shivering, trembling. Why? Nothing happened to Bhishma and Drona. They're still healthy standing in the battlefield. Even before the very thought of losing them later on, what now? Was a pain. Therefore, even the always the object of passion and desire is a source of pain, you know, because it's going to depart. It will go, or it has gone. Definitely. An object of rag, of course, hated. I did not want this person to come, has come to my house, sitting in my house. Swamiji gives the example of sometimes mother-in-law, but I'm not saying your mother-in-law, okay, she is a gem. Sometimes people have to live with the mother-in-law all the time in India, and here they visit occasionally. Occasional visit itself is what? Very letter comes, I'm coming, email comes, she's going to arrive, going to pick up at the airport, that day onward starts, isn't it? Sometimes some people, not really, maybe this kind of people don't know. You know what I'm saying here? This is what now? Dukkham. Therefore, dukkham goes with the fear. Fear goes with a second thing, which is an object of raga or dvesha. Therefore, dvaitam is bondage. Only one explanation. Then, karanam and karyam is equal to bondage. You're coming from that side now. And with dvaitam is bondage. Now we're moving on to what now? What is the name of dvaitam? Savikaram. Isn't it? Anything which is subject to change is binding, bondage, samsara. Savikaram is samsara. How do you say? Bondage means what? Anything as being a source of pain and sorrow is binding or samsara, bondage. Our own physical body, take that. Our own physical body, as an individual, we are endowed with the physical body. The same physical body, once upon a time, 15, 16, 17, 25, 35, wow, 40, what a source of joy and pleasure. After 50, 60, 65, 70, my God, which was a source of pain, savikaram. The fresh skin was source of joy. Wrinkled skin, this is no more now. Dukkha karakam. Now, black hair, but here people have different hair, so anyway, colored hair. Color it, okay, anyway. Again, in India, suppose black hair, white means people don't like it. I don't know here about it. Here you color it. No, but in India, no, all coloring is okay. Again, it's a dukkha karam. Aging, people as they grow older and older, then they reduce the age. After some time, they shave more. You know that? It's some problem, psychological problem. When people are 50, they'll say 55, 53. When they're 40, they'll say 38. Yep. After 50, they'll say more. You know why? They want to look younger than what they are. It's some psychological problem. You know that? People do that. We might know all those things now. In India, we know all these things. I don't know about this problem here. I don't know about all those things. Because modification means what? Subject to change means. Isn't it? Choicelessly, I have to accept this, isn't it? It's a pain, really. And all the joints help me walk around and jump around and like, now every time that makes noise and pain, what? Really a source of pain. We never realized we had a back. Now we think only back is there. It's all what now? Savikara lakshanam. Savikaram, anything savikaram is a source of pain. Therefore it is samsara. Savikaram is equal to bondage. Do you get it what I'm saying? Because I'm only just saying all these things. Then let me feel like a skeleton. You will see that beautifully in this Advaita Prakaranam. Okay. Now, we'll go to next. Karya Karana. Karya Karanam is equal to samsara. Dvaitam is samsara. Savikaram means samsara. Now what? Now, Karya Karanam also implies what? Samsara bondage. Karya Karanam. There's many ways of explaining this Karya Karanam being the samsara. No? Implying samsara, bondage. But here one thing you can take it easily here. An individual can take oneself, one can take oneself to be a product of one's own parabdha. I am here. I am born here. I am here. Why am I here? Because I am a karma. Because of my parabdha karma alone, I am born. And I am living this life here. I am meeting these people here. And then I am going through this. Isn't it? So, I am all my, what I go through in my life, I am a product of parabdha. So, parabdha becomes the karanam. I become what now? Here. I'm a victim of the parabdha karma. Pains and pleasures. Therefore, here I see myself as the karyam. Then what I say? It's all my fate. As a karya, when I see myself as the product of the effect, parabdha karma phalam, then I see myself as the victim of the afflictions caused by parabdha, then I am a fatalist. All my fate is my fate. I can't escape from this. Are you very happy when you say that? Definitely not. Then as a karta, you know, then what happens? As a user of willpower. You take yourself to be the cause. You become the effect as a product of parabdha. When you see yourself as a product of parabdha. The same you, when you become responsible for your actions as the one who uses the willpower, then what happens? you are as a karta. So as a karyam, you are a bhokta, enjoyer of, one who exhausts the punya papa karma, paradha karma, bhokta, you are enjoyer. As a karyam, when you see yourself as a product of parabdha, you see yourself as a karyam, you are a bhokta, you are a fatalist. And as a karta, when you think you are a user of willpower, as the one who is responsible for the actions, then what happens? Then you have stress and strain, tension. I have the responsibility. I'm a cause. Educate my children, raise them, see they settled in life, they're married, they get good husband and good wife and good grandchildren, and they have to settle in life and they got jobs. Throughout, I tell you, India means he'll be worried about great, great, great grandchildren also. And you know, here also you got thinking worry about, you know, all the time, you know, responsibilities. I have to look after this. And I have one of my very good, really like my student. She was crying for chicken. She cried. She phoned, I am responsible. You know why I put them, my intention was good. I put the chicken in their rooms, the small hut she has for them, and she turned the heating on. She wanted them to be comfortable overnight. But before she went to bed, she forgot to turn the heating off. The next day, they all got baked. And actually, my intention was very good. She wanted to make the, really make, really, she wanted to really, then she was laughing, really, she would know how, I tell you, she was really going through hell of time, I tell you. A lot of time, really, I talked. What I'm saying, the idea is, the responsibility, you know, I had to make them. And she said, I want to go for 3 years course. Please go. Well, best thing, you please go. But what will do by the dogs? Definitely I cannot look after, I said. People, if you know, we have to be ready even to leave your children and go for 3 years course. Not at a young age, on their grown up. Son is 40 years old and then they still, you can't be worried about your son. You had to go. 5 year old, I say you can't go. You have to look after them. Now, which means I am responsible, you know, I am responsible because I turn. The intention was good. You wanted them to be comfortable. That's why you put the heating on. I don't think I would have taken care of my chicken like that. You really cared very well. But, you know. And the next day, my God, I killed them. You know, what prayaschitta is there? What prayaschitta? Go and sit inside the room and then turn the heating on for some time and go through the pain of being in the heat for some time. That you can't do, isn't it? So I said, okay, do some prayaschitta karma. Om Namah Shivaya japam do for 9 days. Of course, the intention was not, there's no intention of, in fact, he meant well. What I'm saying, as a karta, and as, listen now, as a karta, as a responsible, as a person who's responsible for one's actions, there is a karanam. I am the cause. And I am the one who has to go through, now I'm here, I'm going through this afflictions caused by my own parandha, punya papam, and the effect also. As a karta, you have stress and tension. As a bhokta, you are a fatalist. Therefore, karana karyam implies what now is equal to dukkham. Dukkham is equal to bondage, samsara. It's all just analyzing the facts, isn't it? There's no cock and bull story here. You're not mesmerized or hypnotized, isn't it? Just thinking of our own facts. So, karana karyam. Now we have seen what? Savikaram samsaraha, advaitam samsaraha, then karana karyam samsaraha. Now, therefore, turiya advaitam. Ituriya chaitanyam. Therefore, padatrayam is equal to what? Padatrayam is samsara. Ituriya chaitanyam. The consciousness. Turiya chaitanyam. In turiyam, which is distinct from cause and effect. Which is distinct from cause and effect. Which is of the nature of changelessness, timelessness, which is non-dual, secondless, there is freedom, mokshaha. Got it? Okay. I have to give few more, I have to make few more things very clear. If you have not understood what is said in the second session, do not worry at all. I will bring these words back and with proper examples, I'll make them clear again next class. I would just want to introduce. This is how he's going to develop the teaching. To arrive at the Advaitam. So you can remember the first three padas are implied by what we can say, Karyam and Karanam, isn't it? Karyam and Karanam. Three padas is equal to universe, Jagat. Jagat is equal to what? Karanam and Karyam. So, Tritiya Padaha Karanam, other two padas, Karyam. We also use the term Atma. So, Tritiya Padaha Pragyaha is Karanatma. Vishwa Tajasas are Karya Atma. And because we use this term, Karanatma, so Savikara Atma, then Dvaitam, is it? Then we can use the term Brahman also. Therefore, first two padas we can say Karya Brahma, third pada is a Karnam Brahma, and that is Savikaram Brahma or Sagunam Brahma. Then you can say, isn't it? Sagunam Brahma, that is Dvaitam. Whereas Turiya Atma is what? Turiya Atma is the Nirgunam, Nirvikaram, Karya Karana Vilakshanam, Advaitam Brahma. This we'll see very clearly. If you have not understood, also please go home happily. Come back, don't stay back next corner. Okay, come back to the class and we'll continue next class. We are going to start the third chapter next class. But I have yet to do the summary of the second chapter. I have to present the complete summary of the second chapter. Then I have to start the third chapter with an introduction to that. Okay? Today just for what should we come back next class, please go through the meanings of first seven mantras. Now, in fact, the whole Agam Prakaram you can study well and come. If you have no time to study also, come. But I'm telling you, study and come. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.